Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The question?
What's the question?
How do you prove if someone is driving under the influence of marijuana? Mm. The answer? Well, around the Quay Police Department, they say they have it.
You sniff them.
What?
They smell like weed.
Don't sniff anybody. A new test that, if it works, will be a game changer.
This is amazing.
But there could be a small, big problem with the whole idea. Despite that, Tommy, there were plenty of people we heard from after we shared this story with you 2 weeks ago that don't care about this potential problem one bit because...
What are they saying?
They are willing to trust the folks that have been trained. Even though, as good as that training can be, Tommy, it's impossible to be 100% sure every time.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. It is time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we shared with you a major story from Irondequoit. Mm. The big issue for years in legalizing recreational marijuana, recreational marijuana was being able to prove that someone was driving under the influence. Mm. If you get pulled over for drinking, Tommy, they have a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
If you don't take the breathalyzer, they can take a blood sample. And that is proof that you are intoxicated.
Now you're done.
For pot, there wasn't a test to prove in that moment that you were high.
Mm.
Until now.
What do you got?
The Irondequoit Police Department says they have what's called the Sotoxa Oral Fluid Mobile Test System. The company who makes it says it can test a person's saliva to see if in the moment they are under the influences of substances other than alcohol. It's a handheld device, and they say it can identify five separate drugs, including marijuana. The Irondequoit Police Department says they have, and I quote, drug recognition experts that will use this. The department is also the first in our area to roll it out. And it says in the story, this will be used for folks allegedly driving under the influence. Mm. What was missing in this story, Tommy, two weeks ago? The big question we had
was, does it hold up in court?
Bingo. Can you use this test in court? If you pulled someone over and they tested for marijuana, could they be prosecuted based on this evidence? Mm. Since we told you the story, we have our answer.
Okay.
The answer is... No.
Damn.
You can't use the testing
And they sunk all his money into this?
Well, look, I don't know how expensive it was.
It can't be cheap, man, for a small town.
I don't know. Well, no, it's not a small town. The town's full.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. So, like we asked 2 weeks ago, if you can't use the test in court, what's the point of the test? And if the courts won't use it, well, what are the odds? I mean, what are the statistics on the false positives and the false negatives, right? All of these seem like very important questions that you would think a lot of people would care about.
Sure.
Tommy, we got blasted with responses from every angle with this story after we told it. But we'd like to start with a letter from a gentleman who says, it doesn't matter how reliable this test is, because you know what you did.
Oh.
You know what you did. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting us fired. And this is a gentleman writing us. Mm-hmm. But today, playing the role of this gentleman will be Kimmy.
Oh, wow.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
It doesn't matter how reliable this new weed test is that the cops are using. If they use it to me, that's proof that you're driving while you're high. A police officer wouldn't waste their time testing you for something that they aren't sure you're doing. They have more important things to do. I'd like to know what you think the chances are that this test is wrong if a police officer suspects they're high and they test positive for being under the influence of marijuana. It would almost be impossible for that to happen. What it sounds like is that you're being paid by folks who sell pot to push it as safer than it actually is. Legalizing marijuana is one of the biggest mistakes that New York has ever made, and this is proof. Now you've got people driving high and trying to come up with BS excuses to get out of being arrested. And if that's not bad enough, you have three burnouts on the radio saying that cops aren't smart enough to do their jobs. Real nice. Just keep dragging this community into a hellhole while you laugh about stupid stuff every day. Sincerely, Greg.
Are you done? All right, so right off the bat, a couple of things we had to clear up.
What do you got?
First off, we are not being paid by any marijuana dispensary or the marijuana industry. In fact, you'd think that those industries wouldn't want people driving high the same way that bars don't want people driving drunk because it affects them in a negative way.
Yeah.
Two,
yeah.
We are not a room full of three burnouts. We are a room full of one burnout.
Yeah. Oh, and she burnt out.
Tommy and I do not smoke weed. We are drunks, thank you very much. Right?
I don't do narcotics.
Thank you. Is marijuana a narcotic?
Oh, it's a narcotic.
Is it?
Of course it's a narcotic. It's a low-end narcotic.
Are you sure?
I think it used to be in those 1950s films.
Well, yeah, you just... Okay.
The narco squad's coming for you.
Yes.
Your left-handed cigarettes.
So considered a narcotic.
I'm 38 years old. My father was a police officer. Still is a police officer. I don't know what a narcotic is.
Right.
No idea.
I don't know.
Anything that's fun.
Okay.
Could be a narcotic.
But the other issue this man takes with the question that we asked 2 weeks ago is very strange. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This idea that it would be impossible for a cop to think you're high and then have you fail the test.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know?
Yeah.
We don't know how well, Tommy, this test performs in the field. If it has a 90% success rate, that's really impressive. It also means that every 100 times you use it, 10 people would get a wrong response. And here's the thing. It's not just false positives you have to worry about. Yes, you obviously don't want to see people getting arrested for something they didn't do. You also have the potential for false negatives, meaning that if someone is actually high and the test missed it, police would pull them over, test them, they would be high, they would be wrong, and they would send this person under
back
the influence.
On the way.
Yes, on their way after the police already intervened. That's not alarming, Greg.
All right.
Greg, bleep your last name. I mean, what the hell is he trying to do here? I'm confused as to what his take is.
Well, he wants you to just listen to the police officer.
Yeah.
The cop says you're high,
No, but...
Like, I looked inside your car. You got wrappers all over the front seat. You got a Homer Rock and Roll bumper sticker back there with a Wii sticker. And these stripes don't run.
I mean, cops have all kinds of tools to make sure they do their job the right way.
Yeah.
The reason the breathalyzer exists is so you don't have to rely on having someone walk down the street and touching their nose because as much
they save that for Tiger Woods.
But like that could also not be 100,000% true, right? I don't get why Greg put so much trust in what these police officers do on the side of the road. Because like, I grew up with cops.
Yeah.
Not just my dad, like our whole family
surrounded
by cops, right?
Guys,
I can tell you for a fact, they're just human beings.
Mm.
They're trained. Most of them have the best intentions. But they make mistakes.
Yeah.
And they make mistakes that they regret making after the fact. But they could also be making mistakes that, best case scenario, causes someone embarrassment for being arrested for something they didn't actually do. Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
See someone convicted of a crime they didn't commit because there would be no way to prove one way or another, like a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Aside from a police officer's trained opinion, if they were driving while high.
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, any time I've been pulled over for drunk driving.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a battery of things you go through. It isn't just one thing.
Sure.
You know, they run you through all of it if you agree to do it all. And it's pretty intense. You know what I mean?
Understood.
Before they come to the conclusion that you're drunk.
Look, I get that you're using this as a tool to help. And mm-hmm. I get that they have these police officers that have gone through these training, yeah. right, to like, you know, identify people that are driving under the influence. I get it. But this idea that if a police officer believes that you're guilty is a very slippery slope that has a ton of negative consequences that I can't believe a man who wrote us a letter longhand didn't stop and be like, wait a minute, hold on. This could affect me in a really yeah. bad way.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. But look, we just run our mouths, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about being the son of a cop, but yeah. I'm not trained as a police officer.
All right.
Fortunately, it seems we have the man
oh.
who is running the department that has this test.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's calling in here, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? We did not set this up.
Yeah.
Let's please put our hands together for Chief of Police and Irondequoit, Scott Peters. Hello, Chief Peters. How are you, bud?
Hey, Delphi, how you doing?
Good. Okay, so can I ask you a question right up front?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so if the tests are not admissible in court, what is the point of having these tests in the field?
Yeah, well, quite frankly, obviously, you know, you talked about New York State, you know, rolling out the, you know, legalization of marijuana and all this stuff beforehand without having anything on hand, kind of just like you know, we had DWIs beforehand. So it was our way of actually trying to utilize this technology to try and get ahead of the curve, because right now, like you said, we don't have anything to be able to find somebody who's driving under the influence of marijuana or any other intoxicants other than alcohol. This is just what we call like a roadside pre-screening test.
Okay.
Yep. And so it's that coupled with the officer's observations, training, all the rest of that stuff, gets you to the point of sitting there saying that, you know what, I am going to take you into custody. And at that point, we take you to a hospital for a blood draw. The blood draw is what gives you the probable cause to be able to make the physical arrest, to be able to bring somebody to court. So this is just what we call like a pre-screen. You've seen the pre-screens where people say, hey, blow into this tube on the side of the road for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing. It's just a different form.
Okay, now let me ask, not to get too technical here, right? But, like, yep. Okay, so let's say I go for a blood draw, and they can that tell me how long ago I ingested edibles or smoked marijuana?
No, it tells you the level of marijuana or anything that's in your blood system. So that's what the law is the amount that's in your blood system. So it doesn't matter. And you know what, quite frankly, I mean, especially with marijuana these days, you can, you know, smoke a joint, you know, that's kind of like garbage weed with that, which has a low amount of THC, or you could have had somebody that's, you know, vaping what they call this wax that has like 75% THC.
Oh yeah. I know girls like that.
So,
yeah.
So I mean, you could have somebody, you can have somebody that smokes weed. It's not, we always talk about, it's not your parents' weed. You know, you can have somebody who smoked weed 12 hours ago and still have a very high level of THC in your body, because it all depends on the concentration of the marijuana that you're smoking. So this, you know, you really, nobody's saying that anything's wrong with weed. I mean, it's legalized. It is what it is. The problem is, everybody has a problem, and I don't know if Tommy would really consider it a problem, but you see a car driving down the street, somebody drinking right from a bottle of Jack Daniels. We all have a problem with that.
Yes.
How many times have you driven down the street?
Well, let me stop you real quick. Chief, I'm sorry. I got to stop you real quick, real quick. I'm sorry, Chief. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, officer.
So, but I mean, we've all been driving down the road, and you can smell people who are actually, you know, smoking marijuana, or you smell burning marijuana in a car in front of you. You know, and people are thinking, it's okay. I can get up. I can wake and bake. I'm fine. I drive better when I'm, you know, when I, you know, have a little weed. Really? Are you really better? I mean,
are
so
you done?
This is really the
right.
No, so, I get you. Now, I wasn't talking to you. I was doing an impression of some other dick that we talked to a couple weeks ago.
Of course.
All right, real quick, and I know, look, I really appreciate you calling and clearing this up, because it is a little bit alarming when we get letters where guys are like, cops are always right, because, I mean, I have my dad, and that guy's wrong plenty of times. Chief, when it comes, and not to put you on the spot, because I know, and I don't mean to get super technical. Sure. How accurate is this test? And how accurate does the test have to get where you could use it in a courtroom?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, you're talking, you're way above both of our Aquinas degrees. you know what? I mean, obviously, I'm not the scientist, so I'm not really quite sure of it. I obviously just know that it's a quick pre-screen to be able to sit there and just give us a little bit more. Based on also with, you know, the officers' observations and what they go through their DRE schools, they're actually pretty accurate that way, especially with the, again, not to get too technical with the ISTAG miss, everything else and all that stuff. They're
actually pretty accurate.
He's been so quiet this whole time.
He's scared. He's such a,
usually you're like interrupting people. I'm not paying attention. Can you read this to me like I'm five?
It's so funny to watch.
You have to listen to the officer.
Oh, do you? Like, he's so tough all the time. Let me tell you something, man.
Let me tell you something.
He's sitting here like nodding his head.
Hold on. I've been arrested twice. And both times I was complimented with a good arrest I was.
Wow, that's great.
Congratulations.
Both times, I've never been handcuffed behind my back.
Well, not by a police officer.
Well, that was different. But I paid extra for it.
Chief, we really appreciate all the information, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. You know, listen, it's just a pre-screen. And just so you don't know, we actually used grant money from New York State to buy this. And so we're actually partnering with Monroe County Stop DWI to try and actually kind of spearhead this thing.
Okay.
So I didn't spend any of around quite taxpayer monies on it. It was all bought on the grant.
But you didn't have to say that. You're not in an elected position. You can do whatever you want, man.
Well, Chief, I'm just trying to let people know that we're trying to do things right.
Chief, thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, so now we got information from the horse's mouth. Right. But it still doesn't change the fact that there's a man that wrote us a letter that decided if a police officer decides this is a thing, this is totally a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think even this guy that wrote the letter probably didn't listen to a word he just said.
It doesn't matter.
He heard what he wanted, you know.
You are such a bitch.
I know.
Listen to the police.
I've
never heard you. I've never seen you be such like a good student over there.
You've never been arrested.
Like somebody
will. Scared of cops.
I know.
Oh no.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, no. Yes.
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 I know when he shut up.
Oh no. He's going to bed. Oh no. Oh no. Such a bitch!
You had to listen.
Oh, my God. Man, you and that guy that, that we used to work with, you get along great, huh? Yes, officer, keep talking. No, I agree. Absolutely. 252 WCMF, hate mail of the week. Guy named Greg writes us talking about these marijuana recognition tests that the Irondequoit Police Department now has. Says, doesn't matter if they're admissible in court or how accurate they are. If a police officer determines you are high, you're high.
Yeah.
You're high. By the way, he wasn't the only letter we got. Well, message we got. Yeah. We got blasted on Facebook, email, Twitter, and I see you guys on hold. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. I would like to read you a letter that we got on Facebook from Lisa. Message, I'm sorry. Let me read that for you. Lisa writes us, quote, if the choice is using this test that isn't perfect or letting everyone drive high, you are stupid for not wanting the test. A few people getting arrested and then found not guilty is better for the community than thousands of people killing other people driving the influence. If you want to play the which one is worse game, Lisa's right. The imperfect test is better than the alternative. The problem,
what's that?
That's not how America works.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And like what Lisa doesn't consider and people that have that argument is like, when it's someone you don't know that's falsely accused, that's fine.
Yeah.
What if it's your husband or your kid?
Yeah.
Or you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's like we said 2 weeks ago. Whoever comes up with the breathalyzer weed edition is
going to be a billionaire.
Instantly.
It's going to be the new Ring cam.
But with everything else, things can be problematic. And wanting proof isn't saying that cops are bad at their job.
No.
It's protecting those cops from making a mistake that anyone with an infinite amount of training can make.
Yeah, you don't want the community getting sued, things of that nature.
Look, the sooner you realize that everyone's a human being and the person administering the not rock-solid test could be wrong.
But I think everybody feels like that till they get pulled over.
No, that's
saying.
That's
usually how it goes, right?
Then the game changes.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ryan has been waiting on hold for a long time. Ryan, I appreciate you holding, buddy. How's it going?
Yeah, Reefer Ryan here. Hey, the other issue I got with that letter is the guy saying that more people are driving high, that it's legalized. But that's just not true. People were driving high before it was legalized. And just because weed got legalized, people didn't just start smoking weed. If they legalize heroin tomorrow, I'm not going to start doing heroin. You either smoke marijuana or you don't. So
no,
I think that guy's just out of touch and he's a weirdo.
No, it's a good take. Look, we've talked about this before, Ryan. There's still 4 in 10 New Yorkers who are anti-recreational marijuana. He's one of them, right? So, no, but it is a great point. Like this idea that now because it's legalized, like everybody's
running rampant, it was already happening.
Yeah.
So,
right. Exactly.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We'll take one more call because I want to get as many voices in here.
Okay.
As
good. Good. Good.
25 to shut. If it's another police officer, you're gonna say. Good. Now we know how to shut him up.
Yes, sir. Uh huh. Yep. Uh huh. Yep. Makes perfect sense to me.
Can we have a police officer on hold at all times?
I respect authority.
He's just calling the show.
You still respect him?
God, you're such.
Respect the uniform.
Such a bitch.
Fall in line. Shut up.
It is amazing how guys your age do that immediately.
You should.
They're people.
They're professional people.
Yeah, everyone's a professional person.
No, but they're better than you. They're better than you.
I was a really good criminal.
Cops are not better than you.
Well, yes, they are. They're cops.
My dad's better than you.
He's got a gun. Yes, he is.
John's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's the word?
Yo.
Yo, hey, listen, not just about the letter, but about the cop calling in from Irondequoit.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse, and I deal with a lot of different things. The thing that made me concerned is he said that we use this thing on the side of the road, and then we take you in and get a blood draw to determine your THC levels. The THC, it's fat soluble, man. It hangs around for 90 days. You can't tell if someone got high 10 days ago, and I'm wondering, are they using that blood draw to make some other kind of determination?
So, John,
pretty wild, man.
I don't have the information, I guess. So you're telling me...
Like the amount of THC, I guess? Does it start going down?
No. Listen, I screen people for transplants, and I can tell you we have a lot of people on chemicals we're monitoring really tightly. Mm. And THC is the wildest one because it sticks around so long. That's the reason someone hasn't made that billion-dollar machine.
Gotcha.
Because THC sticks around so long.
Why would someone
need a weed
transplant?
They can't find a way to monetize the criminality of it. So I don't know what he's talking about, and that scares me.
Well, John,
someone who's a pothead.
Well, all right, well, John, as a pothead, look, I mean, he seemed like a nice guy. I'm sure you can go down to the police department and talk to him about it. Just, you know, only have 3 ounces or less of weed when you walk into the police station.
Watch how you park.
I've been arrested before, too, and I am a good criminal as well. So I didn't find that funny.
Hey, welcome to the club, man.
I'm a wonderful arrest. I like being handcuffed.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so I still don't know.
All right, so maybe we should just you pull somebody over and you find out what they think is funny. And if they can't stop laughing at some base humor, they wasted.
Okay.
You know I'm right, man.
Let's take a break. For his birthday, I want to put 3 cops in the room and watch him not speak for a day.
Make one of them your dad, because he does this around your dad, too.
No, because my dad will start running his stupid mouth.
I like his dad.
Yeah, but you say some pretty harsh things about his dad until he's in the
room.
I'm
just chipping off of what he's saying.
Oh, it's my fault now. Now it's my fault.
How would I know any of this information unless it fell out of your mouth?
Man, you're slurring and moving a little bit. Maybe we should call Chief Peters back there. Officer Lance, Chief Peters, combo plate, buddy. 3 Aquinas guys in your face.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easy to get mad at younger folks jackassing in our
community. Well, they are. We had a summer of jackass.
We did, right? And you hear that line from old guys all the time. We were never that dumb when we were kids.
No, we respected the streets.
That's right. But there is a story that involves potentially young jackassers doing something really stupid that got someone else hurt. And this might be the one crime that not a single man, no matter his age in the greater Rochester area, can say, well, what are you thinking? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
What happened?
Monday night, around 11 p.m., police in the city of Rochester got a call for a hit and run. When they got to Lake Avenue, they found a woman whose car had been hit.
Yeah, it got clipped.
The good news is...
What's the good news?
She was treated for only minor injuries. Sounds like she's going to be okay. But it turns out, according to police, Tommy, this wasn't your standard hit and run.
What happened?
The person who hit her was street racing down Lake Ave.
So they're drag racing.
That's right. Police are looking for any information about who these street racers might be. And let's hope they're identified and they're arrested and they're held accountable because this is dangerous.
Yeah.
What's funny about this, however, Tommy... There are lots of stories lately where old guys in the greater Rochester area can bitch about kids being idiots, right? Kids stealing Kias and Hyundais. It's irresponsible. It's dangerous. We would have never done that. Young jackassers on ATVs and dirt bikes. You're going to hurt yourself and someone else, and it shows a lack of respect for
you. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. But street racing, Tommy, none of your old asses can bitch about that.
What are you talking about?
Every generation of men in the greater Rochester area race their cars in the city of Rochester.
Yeah, but the streets were different then, Pat.
Were they?
They were new. There was less people.
Is that what it was?
We always, all those street races, we used the guidelines of the NHRA.
Oh, no kidding.
We all had hot rod magazines.
Since like the 1950s.
Since the 1950s.
Lou Gramm made the very street this accident happened on, Lake Ave, internationally famous for street racing. I feel terrible for this woman.
And well, yeah, she could have gotten really hurt.
Yes, yes. And obviously you want to see this kind of stuff stopped. But part of me is glad this story hit the news this week.
Reza.
Because it is an undeniable reminder that all of us, at one time, were idiot kids.
Did something dangerous?
Super dangerous. Yeah. We all did super stuff, stupid stuff, and we could have all killed ourselves and other people at multiple times during our childhood.
Yeah, but...
Did you not just hear Rev on the Red
Light? I heard.
Okay,
I heard.
Just making sure we're all on the Rev on the Red Light.
Nobody ran from the police. We stopped.
No, there's actually...
We listened to the police officers. We didn't slink on our way
home. There's also a part in that actual song where Lou Gramm talks about running from the cops because if he gets caught, they're going to take his
wheels
away.
Well, I know where Lou lives.
He also talks about paying off a judge to get his wheels back in that song. Oh. So any other arguments you want to make...
I did hear the rest of the song.
Okay, just making sure we're all on the same page here. Okay, great. Now here's the thing. This is not an argument for street racing or dirt bikes or stealing Kias. Yeah. But again, it's a reminder that these kids you hate for doing all this stuff, those kids that you think are wasted spaces that won't amount to anything, they're just like you.
Yeah, but I also think old guys don't like the vehicles they're using.
Is that what it is? If you had a cooler car?
Instead of Camaro, instead of Vette. Instead of Nova SS,
we don't know.
With hollowed out glass pecs.
We don't know what these cars were. We don't know what this car was that hit this woman in the street.
They probably the new modern cars. It's sound fast. They probably don't even have like a standard. It's a, you know, it's an automatic.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263 if you want to jump in. I mean, look, I can see you wanting to be old man mad, right? But you don't have an argument.
Well, I'll think of one.
No, you won't, because you've been sitting here for 3 minutes. We even played a whole 30 seconds of a song. You could come up with something then.
Maybe Lou should write, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for racing. I made a mistake. And here's the thing. That's another great point, right? Like, I'm sure Lou now, despite that song probably making him millions of dollars, regrets what he did or feels like an idiot for doing it. And it's okay to grow up and say that I made a mistake and I shouldn't have done that stuff. But you do have to keep that in mind when you see the dirt bike stories and the Kia stories and the street racing stories. No?
We don't seem to.
Tell me why I'm wrong. I'll listen. I'm listening.
Some of it might be
what you're seeing pisses you off.
Okay.
It might be also pissing you off that you ain't that young kid anymore.
Is that what it is?
And you harken back to it's a reminder how old you are.
Okay.
And it could bother you too. A little jealousy.
What, you wish you could still do it?
Well, every guy wishes he was a kid again.
Okay.
To go out and have some, like, fun behind your parents' back.
What's keeping you 7-year-olds from jumping on an ATV and riding down the street behind your wife's back?
Hard to get behind my wife's back.
Rivoda Kawasaki!
Now you have a sense
my wife's not home!
She's always home.
You have a sensible vehicle now.
And I'm on a fixed income. I can't afford that kind of gas at $3.50 a gallon.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this story. Happened on Lake Ave Monday night, and it's a scary story. Two street racers are going into police, hit a woman pulling out of a Taco Bell, which sucks, too, because she had Taco Bell.
I know.
Like, there's nothing better than that smell of Taco Bell in your car. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to get home.
Yeah.
Right? And eat her Taco Bell. Maybe she even had a burrito in her hand at the moment.
Which would have really sucked.
Yes. And she gets hit by one of these street racers, and she's okay, just minor injuries. And this should be stopped. This should be stopped. Mm. The police need information as to how to find these people, and you should help them out. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a reminder that these, if they were young, are stupid kids.
Yes.
They did dangerous stuff. And you were also stupid kids that did dangerous stuff.
Yeah. And maybe that's it. You know, now you can't, at your age, do that anymore. It's very hard to pop a clutch when you got a diabetic boot on. Or you got, just had cataract surgery.
I almost choked on my water. Could you not do that when I'm about to take a sip of water? Thank you very much. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
I do wonder if there are guys who see this story that make the connection, right? Like that, oh, wait a minute. These kids aren't that different than what I was when I was a kid.
Mm.
And look,
maybe. Or they still do it.
You think there were old guys still street racing?
I don't know.
No.
Tommy says no. What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, there could be. There could be a range of ages involved here, right?
I'm thinking of those old hot rodder guys, right?
Yeah.
They go to those car shows at Tom Walls.
Tuesday
and all
nights
that
at Tom Walls, baby. Milkshake burger and my Corvette.
I don't think a guy that has sunk that much money into that car is going to dick around with it too much. It's almost a showpiece where that's all they do with it.
Okay, but what's the point of having it then?
To just show it off. Those things are so clean and nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a car from the 1950s. So it looks like it just rolled out of the showroom.
Look, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I remember sometimes my dad thinking he was cool punching it in his Buick. Like, watch this, kids.
Like,
those are very powerful.
Yeah.
But, like, every now and then, he'd be like, want to see how fast we can go on this road? And I don't even know how fast he was going, but it was fun as a kid.
I mean, but think of those. Those guys have sunk thousands of dollars into their cars, and they would bitch if their wife needed dental surgery.
But like, you talk about how clean the cars look. And look, I do have a lot of respect for folks that can take a piece of history like that.
It's a hobby.
And refurbish it. And so you can see what it was supposed to look like when it came. Yeah. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
But like, bro, the stuff under the hood is just as impressive as the stuff on the body. So you're not going to use any of the stuff you paid for under the hood?
I don't think they do. And if they do, I don't think it's like they're going down and running up and down the street all night long. They may punch it or something for a second, but I can't imagine those guys. And they, you know, some of those guys go down to the actual drag strip.
Yeah, you're right.
They go down to Empire and run them.
That's why I was wondering, you know, if there are some older guys still doing it every now and then.
Well, that costs money, though, right? Like, you have to pay to go do that?
Yeah, but it's cheap.
Okay.
And anybody can go down to one drag strip on Friday night and put your car in there and run it. Because I can remember I used to go down with Joe T from the old show.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the funniest things, so he was running one night. I went down to watch. There was a woman in a station wagon in the staging line at Empire Drags knitting.
Wait, waiting to go.
She's knitting, and then she's getting ready to go in a station wagon up against another car.
How old do you think she was? Like older?
Probably my age.
Okay.
But she looked like a granny. She looked like hot rod granny and legitimate knitting needles, and she puts them down, and then she went.
It's a cool grandma.
I'd be worried if I
wreck them. So she wipes out.
I was going to say, you got a knitting needle sticking out of your eyeball. You know, look, maybe it's a rite of passage, being an idiot kid.
I'm getting away with stuff.
Maybe that rite of passage is the same rite of passage becoming an angry old man, right? Like, it's just part of being a person, right? The circle of life. But I think what's kind of sad about a story like this, beside the woman getting hurt, obviously, is that these two types of people, right, the angry old guys and the young jackassers, would have a lot in common.
We got to bring them together.
Well, no, because that might actually encourage kids to do dumber stuff. And then we got dumber old men.
We used to throw fireworks at the car, scare the girls.
Yeah, because I think you're fighting an old man battle in your head of, I don't want these kids doing this, but I also want to look cool to these kids in that kind of situation, because I want to tell you that you're not even going as fast as I did. Like, there's this weird balance that you don't know which one you want more. Do you want to look cool to these guys, or do you want to point your finger at them and tell them they're doing wrong?
Yeah, like, to that point, there were plenty of older guys listening that like dirt bikes and ATVs have the knowledge and wisdom.
They motocross.
Yeah, working on that in the past, right? There's tons of gearheads that have gotten older that I'm sure would love to pass their knowledge.
So these old guys got to go down there and talk to these kids.
I've always wanted to go. Remember a couple years ago, they would do that like staging of like those cars at the Walmart parking lot on Hudson?
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
And they would be out all night and people were bitching about that.
Oh, yeah, that car show thing.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go down there to see what the age range was, because I assume in my head it's a bunch of kids with like Honda Civics and like souped up Subarus and stuff like that, right? But like, are there a handful of 50, 60, 70-year-old guys?
Oh, I bet you there are. Yeah, they're all hot rodders. They've been doing it for, 50 years.
Look, everyone should stay safe. Everyone should stay safe and not do anything that's going to put anybody in danger. But I mean, there is a missed opportunity here to bridge that generational gap and bury down the generational hate from both the young people towards the older folks and the older folks towards the younger.
So we need somebody
folks.
To do that.
Well, no, I'm not going to do it.
No, but you're not a hot rodder. I'm not a hot rodder.
You look like a hot rodder. Hair slicked back, racing shoes. You're a pair of gloves away from being Mario Andretti.
Yeah, I used to work with a guy that wore driving gloves to work. And he had a nice little hot rod.
Yeah, he sings about it.
Yeah, he does. I think he still does. But not right now, because his house is underwater.
Why?
That could be many people. There's a lot of retired radio guys in Florida.
There actually are that
may get swept away.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This one's in from Bob.
What's Bobby saying?
Bob says, I wanted to say what Tommy said, that we were safer, but when I heard Tommy say it, I knew we were wrong. I guess I would like to go and see what these kids are doing now under their hood, but I can never do it. I don't want to look dumb, and I realize that I made a mistake, and I don't want to encourage their mistake. All right, you're starting to build a bridge there.
So there used to be a thing that they used to advertise in a show that they used to run for, and it was mostly for motorcycles, which a lot of what these kids are doing are, where they had grass drags out at some field somewhere. And I forget where it was. But they used to advertise on the show, like, you paid money and you got to go out there and run your bike against anybody else.
Oh.
And they were street races, and it was on private property, I think.
Hmm.
I don't know if you can still do it, but they ran ads on our show, and the only thing you couldn't have was a wheelie bar and slicks.
Oh. Well, that's what I got. I'm not going.
But you could bring whatever you wanted to race down there and do it.
I got to think the liability now, man.
Whew. I probably. Lawyers ruin everything.
Let's take one call, 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this hit and run. Terrible stories. Poor woman. Thank God she was only minor hurts. She's going to be okay. Mm. But it was street racing down Lake Avenue, Lou Graham sang about. Like, everybody in Rochester, man, has done at some point in their life. You had mentioned going down to the drag strip and that granny in her station wagon with her knitting needles. Steve's on CMF. Hey, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm kind of mad because Tommy didn't finish the story about the knitting drag racing granny. Did she win?
Did she win?
I don't know.
How do you not watch her race?
Of course he didn't pay attention. He doesn't have the attention span to pay attention to an entire race.
Well, you're at one end of the drag race. You can't see the other end.
Yeah, there's so much going on. Like, start,
it's a
start,
mile.
Stop.
It's a half. It's a quarter mile away. I think she hooked up with one of the guys.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's so much for you being News 10 anchor.
I'm sorry. All right, you know what? She won. She won the whole damn thing. She
went on, lie to us.
She went on to the Gator Nationals and beat out all the funny cars.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
They called her Top Fuel Granny.
Top Fuel Granny.
That's before she got in the car.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The death of the lottery.
What'd they do?
Well, look, they're making a change, and they're saying this is to enhance the lottery, and it'll definitely enhance it. But for the money that I'm spending and the chances that I have, it makes sense right now. You gonna make me spend this much?
Were they jacking it up?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. Mega Millions, very popular lottery game here in New York, is upping the price of their ticket.
So what is it now?
So right now it's $2.
Right.
And earlier this week, they started the announcement by saying next April, they are offering enhancements to the game. Improved odds, bigger and more frequent jackpots, faster growing jackpots, larger starting jackpots. And how are they going to do it?
Yeah.
By more than doubling the price of a lottery ticket.
Starting more than.
Starting next year,
yeah.
Mega Millions tickets will go from $2 to $5 a ticket.
Oh.
Man, that's like they, you can't go any higher than that.
I think you went too
five,
high.
Because five, you yeah. may be right, but five is it.
The pitch one of the Mega Millions officials gave is one of the funniest sentences you'll ever hear in your life.
Well, the cost of things.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, spending $5 to become a millionaire or a billionaire, that's pretty good.
That's a good investment.
You pay $5 for your Starbucks. But like, you know, let's say you use that $5 for yeah. Starbucks. When I go into Starbucks, I get coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's a possibility I wouldn't get a coffee.
Like, could you imagine like where you got coffee in the morning? If it was
the coffee lottery?
It's $5 yeah. and you still have like a 60% chance of getting coffee.
No coffee.
You would not go to that coffee shop.
Yeah,
and
true.
That's way better odds than becoming a millionaire or a billionaire. Right.
And
right?
you're getting one ticket out of it.
Even if coffee was $2, the most expensive coffee you could buy, and you go, you give us $2, and you got a 60% chance of getting that cup of coffee, that place is out of business tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I would think people are going to buy less tickets, because if you, let's say it's $2 a ticket, you're going to spend $10, you get 5 tickets out of it. You feel like, you know, you got your money's worth, I guess. Whereas if it's 5, I'm probably only spending $5 because I don't, you know, I... Yeah. It's just not worth the amount you're getting.
I mean, the people I know that really were heavy lottery players mm-hmm. were people that were poor.
Yeah.
That I knew in my life.
Yes.
Like, they were deep into it. And, like, I'll take example of Gussie, who used to be on the old show. She played all the time, but it was cheap, to
yeah.
your point.
Yes.
And if it was $5, yeah. she's out.
Like, here's what it is, and here's why $5 is too much. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. $5 is now real money. And what I mean by that... The $2 ticket price, you can find $2. There are ways of easily getting $2 every day, even
yeah.
without
even
leaving
if you
your
pay
house.
For it in
ain't
quarters.
Killing it.
Yes,
yeah.
like you can find $2. And we're in a country fortunate enough where you can always find $2.
Yes.
You can't always find $5.
Not on a regular basis.
And again, like the example this guy for the Mega Millions gives actually shoots down his argument, because $5 is what you spend at Starbucks. I hand you $5, I'm handing you my morning cup of coffee. I hand you $2, I'm not handing you anything because you can't buy anything for $2.
Yes.
Except for this Mega Millions ticket.
And it kind of loops back to what we talked about earlier in the show about having cash on you, feeling like you have
yeah.
free money. So like when you hand over that $5, it feels a little bit more real that you're only getting one thing out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, you're not getting one thing out of it. You're getting a chance. They're also getting rid of even paybacks.
What's that?
So like if you win hit like one or two numbers or whatever it is,
yeah.
you don't win back $5. You win back more than your money. So trying to entice you with like... You know, the potential to win is so much greater. But the barrier to entry is still $5.
Yeah, true.
$5. I don't know, man. Like, I know you don't play the lottery at all.
No.
Even at $2, it was too rich for your blood.
Yes.
But, like, Kimmy, you and I will buy a ticket, like, when it gets really hot.
Yeah, when all that, you know, there's all that hype yeah. surrounding it.
I'm not giving them $5.
You wouldn't?
No. It's too much money.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not a regular player, so it's not eating away at you.
No,
and you got it.
No, I'm not giving you $5.
There's a chance to win $1 billion.
The excitement of Mega Millions. Mm. I mean, look, we all fantasize about winning it.
Sure.
Right? But the fun of it is like holding your ticket yeah. up while they're reading the numbers. Yeah. Like, even if you don't win, if you're a casual lottery player, mm-hmm. you're getting $2 worth of fun with your spouse sitting there being like, ooh, ooh, here it comes.
So they had to change their like slogan, because it used to be a dollar and a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $5 in a dream.
$5 and shut up.
I would
maybe,
also.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe there's something I'm missing here, but wouldn't you have less winners, because there will probably be less? Like, let's say you're spending $20, you're still only getting 4 tickets, so people are getting less tickets for the amount they're spending.
It said the odds are improved, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Right. Hmm. Because you know how they'll go like weeks without having a winner, and that's when people are buying a ton of tickets, so there's more numbers out there to hit.
But maybe that's why this will work, is because the jackpots will get bigger faster because there are fewer winners. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no, that would mean like you're not going to have a winner for a long time.
Yeah, that would make the pot grow
the pot
bigger
keeps
and bigger
growing.
And bigger.
Okay.
And bigger,
it's a progressive pot.
Exactly.
I guess I see what you're saying.
I know you don't know what the word progressive
yeah.
means.
Yeah, it's gambling. I work with degenerate gamblers.
I understand you've heard words before.
Yeah.
I would like the definition.
The pot grows. The money doesn't go anywhere. Okay. The pot, you keep feeding the pot. It's a progressive pot.
Of all the things he gets mad at,
you know, you know who I worked with,
no,
man.
I understand you
like
know
the question
terms.
Is the fact that I worked with a guy that literally gambled his career away twice. You question my credentials.
How dare
you?
No, I'm not questioning your gambling credentials. I'm questioning your master of the English language.
Well, that I don't have.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't questioning your gambling. I was calling you.
Like that insurance. It's called Progressive.
Illiterate. That's all I was trying to do, man. Facebook questions coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, doesn't matter how much you charge. These people are addicted to the lottery. They'll keep spending.
Well, that's what they're betting on. He is right. That's what they're gambling on themselves, is that we can raise it because they'll spend.
All right, but like...
Well, I guess I'll find out.
There's so many more options to gamble now, even without leaving my house. Like, for example, tonight there's playoff baseball. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow there's Thursday night football.
But I have to have a knowledge of sports. This is just being dumb. This is just buying a ticket and waiting. Like, sports gambling is a little bit more in detail.
The way they let you do it, you don't need any knowledge.
There's somebody we work with down the hall who literally admits she has no idea what anything is, but she gambles on one of those apps.
And
right?
last year, she never watched a hockey game in her life. She was winning 70% of her bets last year.
She's like, I'm really good at hockey. I don't know why, but I just am.
Right.
I mean, and look, here's the thing, man. If I can pay $5 for a chance of becoming a millionaire, which is tiny, or I can pay $5, put it on, I don't know, the Sabres to win tomorrow night against the Kings, I got a 50-50 shot of making it $10.
But a lot of gamblers, too, like at least my parents' generation, they locked into whatever they liked.
Okay.
And now, granted, they didn't have the options they have today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But, like, you know, my mother played slots and she played the lottery and that's it. I mean, she was like, it was like religion to her and she wouldn't do anything else. My old man liked table games. So I'm guessing they're hoping people are creatures of habit and they won't break those habits.
Look, to Dan's point in the Facebook message, maybe.
A degenerate daily gambler, very hard to say.
Which is weird because. You know, you work with a guy that gambled his life away.
Twice.
No, Dan, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Tommy's wrong. Maybe we're wrong here, right? It'll be very interesting to see what the Mega Millions ticket sales look like when they make this increase in April to $5 a ticket. So start saving now.
Ooh, boy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the death of the lottery.
What'd they do?
Well, look, they're making a change and they're saying this is to enhance the lottery, and it'll definitely enhance it. But for the money that I'm spending and the chances that I have, it makes sense right now. You're going to make me spend this much?
Were they jacking it up?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. Mega Millions, very popular lottery game here in New York, is upping the price of their ticket.
So what is it now?
So right now it's $2.
Right.
And earlier this week, they started the announcement by saying next April, they are offering enhancements to the game. Improved odds, bigger and more frequent jackpots, faster growing jackpots, larger starting jackpots. And how are they going to do it?
Yeah.
By more than doubling the price of a lottery ticket.
So more than.
Starting next year,
yeah.
Mega Millions tickets will go from $2 to $5 a ticket.
Oh.
Man, that's like they, you can't go any higher than that.
I think you went too
high. You may be right, but five is it.
The pitch one of the Mega Millions officials gave is one of the funniest sentences you'll ever hear in your life.
Well, the cost of things.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, spending $5 to become a millionaire or a billionaire, that's pretty good.
That's a good investment.
You pay $5 for your Starbucks. But like, you know, let's say you use that $5 for Starbucks. When I go into Starbucks, I get coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's a possibility I wouldn't get a coffee.
But could you imagine like where you got coffee in the morning if it was
the coffee lottery?
It's $5 and you still have like a 60% chance of getting coffee.
No coffee.
You would not go to that coffee shop.
Yeah,
and
true.
That's way better odds than becoming a millionaire or a billionaire. Right.
And you're getting one ticket out of it.
Even if coffee was $2, the most expensive coffee you could buy, and you go, you give us $2, and you got a 60% chance of getting that cup of coffee, that place is out of business tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I would think people are going to buy less tickets, because if you, let's say it's $2 a ticket, you're going to spend $10, you get five tickets out of it. You feel like, you know, you got your money's worth, I guess. Whereas if it's five, I'm probably only spending $5 because I don't, you know, it's just not worth the amount you're getting.
I mean, the people I know that really were heavy lottery players were people that were poor.
Yeah.
That I knew in my life.
Yes.
Like they were deep into it. And like I'll take example of Gussie, used to be on the old show. She played all the time, but it was cheap, to your point.
Yes.
And if it was $5, she's out.
Like, here's what it is, and here's why $5 is too much. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. $5 is now real money. And what I mean by that, the $2 ticket price, you can find $2. There are ways of easily getting $2 every day, even without
even
leaving
if you
your
pay
house.
For it in quarters.
Yes, like you can find $2. And we're in a country fortunate enough where you can always find $2.
Yes.
You can't always find $5.
Not on a regular basis.
And again, like the example this guy for the Mega Millions gives actually shoots down his argument, because $5 is what you spend at Starbucks. I hand you $5, I'm handing you my morning cup of coffee. I hand you $2, I'm not handing you anything because you can't buy anything for $2.
Yes.
Except for this Mega Millions ticket.
And it kind of loops back to what we talked about earlier in the show about having cash on you, feeling like you have free money. So like when you hand over that $5, it feels a little bit more real that you're only getting one thing out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, you're not getting one thing out of it. You're getting a chance. They're also getting rid of even paybacks.
What's that?
So like if you win hit like one or two numbers or whatever it is, you don't win back $5. You win back more than your money. So they're trying to entice you with like... You know, the potential to win is so much greater. But the barrier to entry is still $5.
Yeah, true.
$5. I don't know, man. Like, I know you don't play the lottery at all.
No.
Even at $2, it was too rich for your blood.
Yes.
But like, Kimmy, you and I will buy a ticket like when it gets really hot.
Yeah, when all that, you know, there's all that hype surrounding it.
I'm not giving them $5.
You wouldn't?
No. It's too much money.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not a regular player, so it's not eating away at you.
No,
and you got it.
No, I'm not giving you $5.
There's a chance to win $1 billion.
The excitement of Mega Millions. Mm. I mean, look, we all fantasize about winning it.
Sure.
Right? But the fun of it is like holding your ticket up while they're reading the numbers. Yeah. Like, even if you don't win, if you're a casual lottery player, you're getting $2 worth of fun with your spouse sitting there being like, ooh, here it comes.
So they had to change their slogan, because it used to be $1 and a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $5 in a dream.
$5 and shut up.
I would
maybe,
also.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe there's something I'm missing here, but wouldn't you have less winners because there will probably be less? Like, let's say you're spending $20, you're still only getting four tickets, so people are getting less tickets for the amount they're spending.
It said the odds are improved, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Right. Mm. Because you know how they'll go like weeks without having a winner, and that's when people are buying a ton of tickets, so there's more numbers out there to hit.
But maybe that's why this will work, is because the jackpots will get bigger faster because there are fewer winners. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no, that would mean like you're not going to have a winner for a long time.
Yeah, that would make the pot grow
the pot
bigger
keeps
and bigger and bigger.
Okay.
And bigger,
it's a progressive pot.
Exactly.
I guess I see what you're saying.
I know you don't know what the word progressive
means. Yeah, it's from gambling. I worked with degenerate gamblers.
I understand you've heard words before.
Yeah.
I would like the definition.
The pot grows. The money doesn't go anywhere. Okay. The pot, you keep feeding the pot. It's a progressive pot.
Of all the things he gets mad at,
you know who I worked with,
no,
man.
I understand.
Like, the question is the fact that I worked with a guy that literally gambled his career away twice. You question my credentials.
How dare you? No, I'm not questioning your gambling credentials. I'm questioning your master of the English language.
Well, that I don't have.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't questioning your gambling. I was calling you.
Like that insurance. It's called Progressive.
Illiterate. That's all I was trying to do, man. Facebook questions coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, doesn't matter how much you charge. These people are addicted to the lottery. They'll keep spending.
Well, that's what they're betting on. He is right. That's what they're gambling on themselves, is that we can raise it because they'll spend.
All right, but like.
Well, I guess I'll find out.
There's so many more options to gamble now, even without leaving my house. Like, for example, tonight there's playoff baseball. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow there's Thursday night football.
But I have to have a knowledge of sports. This is just being dumb. This is just buying a ticket and waiting. Like, sports gambling is a little bit more in detail.
The way they let you do it, you don't need any knowledge.
There's somebody we work with down the hall who literally admits she has no idea what anything is, but she gambles on one of those apps.
And
right?
last year, she never watched a hockey game in her life. She was winning 70% of her bets last year. It was the most.
She's like, I'm really good at hockey. I don't know why, but I just am.
Right.
I mean, and look, here's the thing, man. If I can pay $5 for a chance of becoming a millionaire, which is tiny, or I can pay $5, put it on, I don't know, the Sabres to win tomorrow night against the Kings, I got a 50-50 shot of making it $10.
But a lot of gamblers, too, like at least my parents' generation, they locked into whatever they liked.
Okay.
And now, granted, they didn't have the options they have today, so I don't know. But my mother played slots, and she played the lottery, and that's it. I mean, she was it was religion to her, and she wouldn't do anything else. My old man liked table games, so I'm guessing they're hoping people are creatures of habit, and they won't break those habits.
Look, to Dan's point in the Facebook message, maybe
a degenerate daily gambler. Very hard to say.
Which is weird because. You work with a guy that gambled his life away.
Twice.
No, Dan, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Tommy's wrong. Maybe we're wrong here, right? It'll be very interesting to see what the Mega Millions ticket sales look like when they make this increase in April to $5 a ticket. So start saving now.
Ooh, boy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.